The coronavirus crisis has impacted all types of businesses on the Central and South Coast. Among the hardest hit is the region's wine industry, which relies on tourists. The shutdown has left wineries looking for innovative solutions. One of the most unique has been virtual tastings. A Santa Ynez Valley winery came up with the idea as it tried to figure out how to stay in business.
We would be very busy doing our daily thing of having people come and visit us and tasting them on our wines and sharing our story. Normally would have been very, very busy. It had a major impact, just like everybody else. We were sitting around scratching our heads and thinking about what we could do.
Sean Pitts is the winemaker for Happy Canyon Vineyard.
We started off with doing little videos that we would share via email, and you know, we posted them on YouTube. We'd highlight a wine each week, and then that kind of migrated into this idea of, you know, people wanted to ask questions.
Pitt says that led to an idea. What if he could host a virtual wine tasting event with people? He could talk about the wines and they could taste and ask questions about them.
In the beginning, we would ship full bottles of wine. We could connect people virtually. And as that evolved, we recognized that we were reaching customers that had really never tried our wines. So we wanted to give them a broader representation of our wine. So we created a packaging segment where we do little mini wine tasting flights.
So Happy Canyon Vineyard sends out flights of 4 to 6 mini bottles, which range from $40 to $60 a flight. Each flight includes participation in one of the virtual tastings.
We bottle our wines into basically, you know, those little airplane bottles and put 4 or 6 of them together, shipped them out to people. As soon as they got the wines, we'd send them an email and say, hey, schedule a tasting with me, the winemaker. We're going to get together virtually. We're going to talk about our wines.
You kind of walk them through it?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, it's really not much different than what we would have done if we did a private tasting or had people sit down at the bar in our tasting room and talked about the stories of those wines.
The Santa Ynez Valley winemaker says the response has been huge, with the tasting sold out and a waiting list in place. He says one of the most exciting things that's happened is family members and friends separated by coronavirus will order flights and then share the same virtual tasting experience.
We used the Zoom platform that became very, very popular. It was really cool because we could get family members together and friends together that weren't able to see each other and taste through the wines.
Have people been responding?
The response has frankly been overwhelming for me. I didn't know how it would go. It certainly evolved. I kind of had to invent how we would go about it as well. And so we put it on our website, and I think I had 36 wine tasting kits. Those tasting kits sold out in about 3 to 4 hours.
Pitt says the virtual tastings are so popular, they plan to continue them even after things reopen, because some people are using them as gifts for people who may never make it for an in-person visit to the Santa Ynez Valley. Meanwhile, Santa Barbara County officials say more than 3 dozen wineries and breweries have reopened for in-person visits using some special exemptions in coronavirus health orders. Places which serve food are allowed to offer in-person service, so some wineries and breweries have teamed up with restaurants, food trucks, and caterers to add food service that's allowed them to reopen. But for now, a visit to a winery will be a different experience because you can't do traditional tastings. You'll have to order food, you may get a pre-poured flight of wines to try, and you may be sitting at an outside table. And with space limited due to social distancing, some wineries which are open under the plan recommend reservations, especially on weekends. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.